It is 20 minutes before 9 o'clock, time for today's edition of Northeast Colorado Talks. On the line with us, we have Colorado State Representative Dusty Johnson. Good morning. We appreciate you joining us this morning.
Morning. No, it's good to talk with you. It's been a while and always excited to get on the air with you.
And so the Colorado State Legislature just recently wrapped up a special session, but between now and the regular session in January, you're expecting to have at least one more, if not two more, special sessions. What's going on there?
Correct. Well, this last, and they're not special anymore. We're going to have, you know, two, if not three a year. Really ended up being a spending session. We came in having to cut $1.2 billion and instead spent almost $300 million. So we're looking at October to come back and the budget.
And because our state constitution requires that the budget be balanced on an annual basis, where are those cuts going to wind up coming from?
Right. To point out, we do have to keep a balanced budget. We actually balance the budget twice every year when we first come back to session to account for, you know, the 8 months for an interim, which is done through the appropriation process. And then when we get to the long bill, which is the huge, you know, budget bill for the year, is when we balance it a second time moving forward. We don't know. I mean, we have a spending issue. I don't think we have a revenue issue in Colorado. We have a lot of nice-to-have programs, and it's going to be a tough decision with all of my colleagues that we're going to have to all come to the table and say, hey, this is what we know we can cut. It is a nice-to-have, but we have to look at the bare necessities right now. And we can't afford to keep calling a so-called special session every time because it takes about $50,000 a day to run one. So when we're trying to cut money, we shouldn't be spending more money and then coming back because we failed to do it the first time.
Right. So let me ask it this way. So if you were the only member of the Joint Budget Committee, what sorts of cuts would you implement? And then the second half of the question is, what do you think's more likely to be the result of the process?
Sure. If I was the joint, I would definitely cut a lot of what this last regular session. The majority of the body, that they ended up making a lot of what they deemed necessary medical procedures that are now on insurance. So we're paying for a lot of medical procedures now on taxpayer dollars. And this is what, you know, majority on the other side of the aisle deems that, you know, we're paying with taxpayer dollars for abortion, transgender surgery, all of these things that are elected medical procedures that they now deem necessary, and that's taking a ton of revenue. We need to relook at the healthy school lunch program for all and allowing an opt-in, opt-out for schools. I say that because not every kid wants a meal or eats a meal. They might have a sack lunch. They might have special dietary that their parents want. They could be in high school and they go off campus. So we need to make sure we're not just throwing food in the trash cans and we're actually, you know, feeding the kids who need it, but we're also making sure we're balancing that budget. Most likely, though, unfortunately, we'll probably see more fees. You know as well as I know, fees end up being taxes, but they'll find enterprises and other ways to get around the taxpayer bill of rights. So instead of the government balancing the budget, they're going to balance it off the people, would be my guess.
So are there any areas that you think actually do need additional spending?
Roads would be the first. My priority, I know... Constitutionally, we have only two requirements in the state, fully balance the budget and fully fund K-12 education. After that, I think we need to put roads up there, especially rural allocations for roads. I mean, we have a ton of wrecks, disasters, incidents because of all the potholes. And so we need to look at our infrastructure to keep it maintained, especially to help, support the communities that are feeding, fueling, and provide economic stability to the state, which is rural Colorado, I think would be where we would have to actually put some money into.
We're visiting with State Representative Dusty Johnson. So why aren't there dollars for our roads? Because We hear people commenting about that a lot. I mean, it brings itself to our attention on a daily basis. Why aren't there dollars for our state roads?
So in the state, we have a lot of bureaucratic power in departments like CDOT and all the others that are ultimately ran by the governor's administration. So when we allocate money, by statute, we allocate money, but then they use their excessive power to allocate where they want to go. If we go back to 2021, when we had a huge amount, you know, put to transportation, we saw more EVs in rural Colorado. We saw more bike lanes because we didn't specifically tell the agency we need pothole repairs, we need full road repairs, we need passing lanes or shoulders. So I think we need to get better. And this is on, you know, the state legislator side of really saying when we put these funds to transportation, they're going to road repairs, not special interest wants for things that, you know, and it does not make sense to put EVs out in the middle, you know, in our rural areas when we're struggling, you know, with potholes.
So what are the prospects for that happening and our roads getting better?
Unfortunately, I mean, we're going to see a lot more cuts on our road funding. That's where a lot of things are happening. The governor did say in his State of the State he is thrilled that Denver has, you know, their metro line. They put a lot of, you know, money and infrastructure into these populated areas, but never once mentioned rural roads or infrastructure. So I think unless we can very much figure out a way to come and say, hey, we need to specifically say this is for repairs, not accessories, I think we're going to end up in the same boat. But right now, unfortunately, we're seeing a lot of programs being cut for road repairs out in our area.
Yeah, and as I say, that just gets a lot of comments, and we suspect that it's a rural-urban thing, and it sounds like to a good extent that maybe that is part of the problem.
It's rural versus urban, and it really is the, like I mentioned, I mean, less in House District 63, we're the top ag producing, we're the top, if not second top, for energy production, and that all goes to the populated areas. But they still want to cut from rural because what my colleagues will tell me on the other side is if you want to cut the budget and help manage, you need to give up. But we give up more in rural Colorado, and we see less back. So it's time that we start having, you know, a share with rural versus urban and bridging it. Unfortunately, as you know, rural is very outnumbered, and so we're hoping with the rural caucus that we can at least get some, you know, headway on that.
We're visiting with Representative Dusty Johnson. Dusty, you're in Wyoming right now. What's and you're in your role as a legislator? What's going on in what you're doing there now?
Yeah, so I am here on behalf of Colorado. I was honored to be appointed. So it's with the Council of State Governments for the Western States. So there's 13 of the Western states that show up to look at issues. I was honored to be placed on the Ag and Water Committee, the Health and Human Services Committee, and the Education and Workforce Development. So out right now in Wyoming for their annual meeting to look at policy matters like fire mitigation, prior authorization, wildlife management, consumer choice, you know, and car buying. And so we're looking at what works for states, what doesn't work, coming together to see what is the momentum moving forward, what are things we have to watch for. So it's a very good time to be at the table and then also being able to represent Colorado and show what we're doing, what's working, what's not working.
I think we're having a little bit of trouble. Are you still there, Dusty?
Oh, yes, I am. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, your cell phone was dropping out just a little bit.
How much did you catch of that?
Say the last part again, because we had a little bit of a drop there.
Yeah, so really we're looking at, you know, like a ton of policy things like fire mitigation and how do we look at the risks associated with fire, wildlife management, especially as they're, you know, crossing different state borders. Looking at prior authorization in terms of healthcare, looking at consumer choice in terms of car buying. So there's a lot of different policies here, and it's great to have leading experts in all the states come together. to see, again, what's working and what's not working in our respective states.
That's probably a really good opportunity, because if other areas have tried things that work, or maybe if they even don't work, you can learn from both parts of the experience to possibly bring some of that back home.
Yeah, and it's great because they're all Western states. So we all have those Western, you know, culture values. And, you know, some states have different things that others don't. So we could even say, hey, it works for us, but don't use us as a case study because we have these special things in place. So it might not work for you unless you change a few other things.
All right. Very good. We'll be interested in following up more on that when we visit with you again. Also, so we've got at least one special session and maybe another special session coming up. Obviously, those will be interesting to follow up on. And squeezing in between all that, you've still got some local meetings that you're doing with constituents.
Yes. So my promise was to have a legislative recap update in all seven of the counties I represent. The next one coming up will be in Morgan County on Monday the 29th at 6 p.m. Morgan County Fairgrounds. Again, the 29th, 6 p.m., Morgan County Fairgrounds. And then I still will have one I'm working on to get one in Yuma County and one in Phillips County.
Okay, very good. So those dates are yet to be set. And do we know yet when the next special session will be, or is that still being determined?
Still determined. We're looking in October, which is why the other two counties are pending. We're trying to figure out the dates first so I'm not having to replan and confuse people.
Right, right. Okay. So when we come up with this special session, I mean, let's just kind of recap with that notion, because you go in as a member of the minority party. You also go in as representing rural, which is a minority in this state. What is your role in a special session like this when you've got those things, I guess I would say, working against you?
Yeah, definitely making sure to still bring, you know, a strong voice saying what do we need, what won't work. Recognizing that, you know, rural is minority, but if we come in with the, you know, the idea of rural versus urban and just showing, you know, the population differences, we've seen some compromise, not enough, but it is a small win. So still pushing on that front and hoping to educate, you know, my colleagues. I know actually a lot of my colleagues from the urban areas have asked for a tour out in our way, so I'm hoping to get that planned. Again, trying to figure out when this upcoming another special session, if it happens, or if the other two come, so that makes scheduling hard. But there is some willingness that they kind of want to listen. I don't know. I'm hoping it's genuine. But at least if they want to come out and learn, I will never turn that away, because that does help get us another you know, perspective at the table.
All right. Very good. And just to reiterate, I tried to write it down. I'm not sure I got it right. The 29th is your session at the Fairgrounds in Brush?
Correct. And it's also a soup dinner. It is done by the Morgan County Republicans hosting the dinner. However, all are invited. It's a free public event. And so very much urging everyone, you know, in the county or surrounding counties, if they're close, to come participate, you know, enjoy a meal, share in discussion, ask questions.
All right. That's coming up on Monday, September the 29th. Good update this morning. We appreciate that. And we'll look forward to following up when these other special sessions come around and see what comes out of them. Thanks very much for the update this morning.
Yes. No, thank you for having me. And I am missing the plains. Wyoming's pretty, except it's I'm missing my flatland.
All right. We'll be glad to have you back.
Sounds good. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks very much, Representative Dusty Johnson. Our guest this morning on Northeast Colorado Talks on this Thursday.